The learning management systems are therefore beneficial to a wide range of organizations in a diverse type of industries. They focus on managing the learning process, storing and tracking of individual or aggregate progress. Most vendors offer e-learning software that can be integrated with an LMS platform. The primary use of a learning management system is for knowledge management. The learning management systems thus have functionality of including virtual classrooms. These typically have a larger focus on the collaborative aspects of learning. They have stronger discussions, forums, or student collaboration features. LMS has traditionally referred to products with strong performance tracking and analysis capabilities, where the employees of the organizations can have their learning linkages done properly. Many contemporary LMS vendors have strengthened the virtual classroom aspects of their platforms. So as you can see in this image, they can offer a wide plethora of services, including administration, reporting, training, education, e-learning content, and analysis. KM refers to the gathering, organizing, sharing, and analysis of the organization's knowledge in terms of resources, documents, and people skills. However, the specific role of the LMS will vary according to the organization's training strategy and goals. The contemporary LMS providers have inbuilt core e-learning features as well as mobile accessibility and granular personalization and analytics insights. Some popular LMSs used by the organizations today include Moodle, Blackboard Adobe Captivate Prime, Docebo LMS, Talent LMS, iSpring Learn, and eFront. Employee training and onboarding is one of the most critical applications for an LMS in a corporate environment. In this case, the LMS is used to help train new and established employees by providing opportunities to access training materials across various devices. New employees can be recognized when they add their own knowledge and feedback, which will in turn help employers understand how effective the training courses are and identify areas where new employees need more assistance. The need of the day is a robust online collaborative learning platform that is well suited for the corporate learning needs. It should include features such as screen and application sharing, web conferencing, and integration with specific learning needs. The LMSs can be used for extended enterprise training purposes, which include customer, partner, and training of vendors as well. Customer training is becoming common in manufacturing and the information technology organizations, where users need to be taught how a system works before they can use the new product. The system should aim to be straightforward with an intuitive design. The design should be robust enough to include users even without any technical skills, so that they can start e-learning the day they create an account. Providing ongoing customer training will also help educate and improve customer experience and increase the loyalty of the brand. A learning management system can be thought of as a large repository that allows learners to store and track information in one place. Any employee with a secure login and password can access the system and its online learning resources. The robust learning management system thus provides the ability to keep track of learner progress and ensure that they are meeting their performance milestones. For instance, if an online learner is not able to successfully complete an e-learning scenario, the administrator can offer them supplemental resources to improve their performance of the learning behaviors. Most learning management systems feature reporting and analytical tools that also allow to pinpoint areas of the e-learning course that may be lacking, as well as where it excels. Another common use of LMS in organizations is for employee development and retention. The LMS can be used to assign the necessary courses to correct to current employees to ensure that they are developing effective job skills, that they remain informed about product changes and maintain relevant knowledge through new product and compliance training. If your organization must stay up to date with current compliance regulations, then a learning management system can be an invaluable tool. Compliance laws tend to change on a regular basis, and updating a traditional course to reflect these changes can be a time-consuming activity. In the context of choosing an LMS, it must be easy to customize, modify, and learn how to use. The features of any HRI solution should correspond thus to the needs of the online learners. In this slide, some of the common features have been enlisted that are found in a successful LMS. These features are user-friendly interface, responsive design, reports and analytics, course and catalog management, content interoperability and integration, the need for support services, and certification and compliance support. We will discuss in detail each of these points in the forthcoming slide. As mentioned in the previous slide, we are discussing each point or each feature of a robust LMS. The first one is the user-friendly interface. The user interface, or the UI as it is commonly called, should enable learners to easily navigate the LMS platform. The UI should also align with the abilities and the goals of both the user and the organization. The user interface thus is a crucial component of the LMS user experience. A user-friendly LMS features a UI that's easy to master and is user-friendly and user-centered. With an easy-to-use UI, every employee can access the functions or resources they need to achieve their goals instead of having to stumble through a dashboard that is disorganized and cluttered with unnecessary graphics. Another important UI consideration is the layout and the customization. The next point that we are going to discuss over here is the responsive design. Users should be able to access the LMS from whatever type of device they use, whether it's a desktop, a laptop, a tablet, or a smartphone. The LMS should automatically display the version best suited for the user's chosen device. The LMS user experience must be the same every time, regardless of where, when, or how they are able to access the platform. For example, the navigation controls should be very simple and consistent on all the electronic devices that have been chosen. In this slide, we are discussing the other two features that were discussed in the pictorial slide earlier. The next feature is that of reports and analytics. This includes e-learning assessment tools. Instructors and administrators must be able to view and track their online training initiatives to determine if they are effective or need adjusting. Users should be able to rely on the system every time that they log in, knowing that they won't have to deal with time-consuming software glitches or any other IT hiccups. That goes hand in hand with the consistency. The next feature is the course and the catalog management. The LMS holds all the e-learning courses and the related course content. The admins and the instructors should be able to create and manage these catalogs and courses in order to deliver a more targeted learning experience. Online learners, developers, and LMS administrators should be able to use the tool from the first day, even if they are not familiar with the platform or its robust features. Stress-free startups also apply to the actual LMS implementation of the system. A robust LMS is easy to download, set up, and customize to suit the needs of the learners. It should also offer a broad range of personalization options, and it should still be relatively simple to switch elements on the dashboard. In the next slide, we are going to discuss the two other important features, that is the content interoperability and integration, and the support services. As mentioned in the previous slide, here we are going to take a look at the content interoperability and the integration, as well as support services. In the terms of content interoperability and integration, the content created and stored in an LMS must be packaged in accordance with interoperable standards, including the SCOM standards, which are important for LMSs. The backend developers and front-end users shouldn't have to deal with complicated logins in order to access the LMS platform. Likewise, they must be able to get the information they need or make the necessary content modifications quickly and convenient for any device or browser. The second point of discussion is the support services. Different LMS vendors offer varying levels of support. Many provide online discussion boards where users can connect and help each other. Additional support services such as a dedicated toll-free service number are available for a minuscule cost. A robust LMS thus must make support and accessibility a high priority so that the learners in the organization can concentrate on online training content. The support services are often omitted from the LMS checklists. However, they have an impact on every aspect of the platform's functionality. For example, you can quickly access online training tutorials and walkthroughs to use specific services. Thus, developers are able to tackle technical challenges in order to use the tools more effectively and create more engaging online training content. The community forums and vendor tech support are two other important support options to consider. In the next slide, we are going to discuss the important functionality of certification and compliance support. The certification and compliance support feature is discussed here. This feature is essential to systems used for online compliance training and certifications. The administrators and the instructors should be able to assess an individual's skill set and identify any gaps in their performance. This feature will also make it possible to use LMS records during an audit. If the organization must stay up to date with current compliance regulations, then a learning management system can prove to be an invaluable tool. Compliance laws change on a regular basis, as we discussed earlier, and applying a traditional course to reflect these changes can be a time-consuming activity. Using a corporate learning management system would give us ability to add new compliance standards to the learning online course within a matter of minutes. As such, corporate learners can always be aware of the latest compliance rules that they need to be aware of, so that the organization can avoid costly penalties. In addition, the management has the power to ensure that every employee is on the same page when it comes to expectations and company policies, which boosts the customer satisfaction and decreases employee turnover rates. Due to the diverse number of learning management solutions with advanced features, the selection of appropriate applications is becoming a challenging task. One of the things that L&D needs to prioritize before finalizing the application is the element of granularity. Now, in simple terms, granularity means being more specific rather than being more generic about the approaches to LMS. From this perspective, it is required to add additional online modules to the e-learning courses in order to update information based on new trends or scientific evidence. The L&D, or the learning and development instructors and administrators, can simply log in to the learning management system and make the necessary modifications without redoing the entire e-learning course. For effective granularity, it is preferred that all of the content is in one location, which allows to change only the master e-learning course and then deploy it to all the locations for the online learners to cater. This is in stark contrast to a traditional course, where the update would have to send every member of the organization an updated manual or updated handouts. Designers need to consider the user friendliness and flexibility in their decisions as well when it comes to checking for the advanced features. It is essential that the LMS is updated and has customized functionality catering to the specific needs of the employees. This will prove beneficial in the design of online and conventional learning content. A learning management system makes it easy to integrate social learning into the e-learning strategy. The LMS industry has diversified in a very broad manner, and choosing the correct application is very critical. Since the LMS is already online, it can include links to Facebook and Twitter pages, LinkedIn groups, and online forums that may be beneficial for the learners. The L&D and HR professionals can also market the e-learning courses on social media sites to attract new learners, as well as create e-learning exercises that center on peer collaboration. A screenshot of one of the popular LMS applications is provided here so that we can have a good amount of understanding of what an LMS looks like. As you can see, there are several areas and tabs of core learning. These related to my career. There's also a tab on staying safe in the workplace. There's a tab on keeping the whole community safe. And there's a tab also on my productivity and workflow. Once a participant clicks on these particular tabs, they are, you know, admitted into those particular sections and they can attempt an e-learning course over there. So this is a very basic and a simple workflow, as you can see, and it helps the novice employees also to avail the organizational learning. In the next slide, we will initiate discussions on the topic of infusing social media into traditional L&D practices. As mentioned in the previous slide, we are now going to start our discussions about the topic of infusing social media into traditional L&D practices. With the swift changes in technology and overall thinking, the L&D modules must stay ahead of the latest changes, techniques, and models of training. There's a push towards the integration of technology in training environments to enhance the learning experience, but no set limit, no defined structure, no curated approach that tells us how far we can go or how creative we can get when leveraging technology for training comes into context. The tech-savvy next generation workforce is a truly provoking force whose learning habits, characteristics, styles, and expectations can guide innovation in the corporate training. Thus, the L&D and HR professionals need to infuse contemporary and popular technology, and the most successful is social media, which is currently used by most employees across industries. Among the many opportunities social media offers to businesses, it presents effective tools to train employees both at the beginning of their employment and at a later stage. This is done to further and update their skills. In the next slide, we will continue more about this discussion. A growing trend in this field of HRIS is, of course, as mentioned in the previous slide, the inclusion of social media technology. This is done to enhance and spread the awareness and benefits of training. It is critical to take advantage of the engagement offered by the social media platforms. It has an innate ability to connect people who may never otherwise speak and is instrumental in driving collaboration and social learning in organizations. One relevant example is that of the millennials. The millennials refer to the generation of employees that were born between 1981 and 1996, and thus are considered millennials, who are a major chunk of the workforce today across industries. They're growing up using technology and social media applications at home and at school, and in their free time and during the training time on planes and cars and other locations. Their habits, expectations, and styles are very different to those employees from the previous generations. Professionals from L&D and HRIS designers can facilitate the promotion of social and collaborative learning in organizations in the following manner. They can design meaningful forms and buttons to connect the learning management systems to connect and communicate clearly and effectively with social media platforms. They can ensure interaction between modules and learners is two-way so that the learners can improve the way they share information. Social media should promote a learning environment where new learning styles can also be developed. The needs of today's professional and their ideas of a comfortable learning environment should also be used to enhance and innovate the structure of corporate training through social media. In the next slide, we will look at a few more elements of how the professionals from L&D and HRIS can facilitate the promotions of social and collaborative learning at the organizations. The next point is the capturing of data on informal learning and knowledge sharing through a learning record store and spread it through photos and videos on social media. It also includes the incentivization of participation and the use of marketing techniques to spread the word. Adaptation of collaborative approach to hold group discussions. Also, this could involve sharing of ideas primarily through online communication. Group discussions present an opportunity to incorporate a variety of social and multimedia channels where discussions involve creating, sharing, and exchanging information, ideas, pictures, and videos through the online networks. In the next slide, we will discuss a few more points related to this context. The next point is the incorporation of social learning in formal training programs as a part of the courses or to complement the learning process. Blended learning programs allow for hands-on application and collaboration with experts, providing a best of both worlds approach. These collaborative approaches work for now and may continue to work for the future. The L&D and the HR professionals would have a lot of opportunities to further enhance these approaches by integrating technology and social media channels into the corporate learning environment. The social media is now being preferred as a medium of effective learning, as it provides tools that allow the training to take place across geographical limits. Hence, this expands the possibilities of learning like never before. Social media platforms like Snapchat have the power to bring together people located at different places in a common, single, and virtual space. I'm sure many of us have benefited through the use of such platforms. The next platform that can be used is an online video platform like Skype, which also has the power to bring together people located at different places in a common, single, and virtual space. With Snapchat and Skype, there is a possibility to increase engagement and start building relationships before training by having learners share a visual status of themselves. This allows the facilitators and learners to start building relationships even before they have reached the classroom. A prominent feature of these applications is that they can leverage the training in a wide variety of ways with the kind of tools that are available on their respective platforms. L&D professionals can seamlessly engage employees from different locations to attend learning workshops. L&D professionals need to build an awareness of training and its impact through live broadcast of conversations between learners talking about a topic from the training. Their plan to use their training in the workplace or how their training has already impacted their work. In this context, a prominent vendor providing L&D solutions is Articulate Storyline. This is a learning content creation platform. It provides pre-built and customizable content along with gamification capabilities. The vendor Articulate emphasizes user-friendliness and also includes support for a wide variety of electronic devices, including the contemporary mobile phones and tablets. Thus, tools such as Skype or Google Hangouts can be used to set up online conference rooms where everyone can attend cross-geographically at simply no cost. Twitter can also be used to increase engagement by allowing learners to tweet about a specific concept in training using a unique hashtag identifier or tweet their takeaway points in the classroom learning. This can also be a way to poll the audience and gain feedback. People will learn from each other's posts and can refer back to it later after the online training has been completed. This is a critical aspect of the collaborative learning that is happening currently and the innovative measures that are being taken into account. Social media thus lays stress on peer-to-peer teaching and collaborative learning. This is a great advantage that social media provides in terms of training employees, that is the ability to create virtual communities where everyone on the team can interact. A prominent feature of Twitter that is leveraged in training is the use of hashtags. They're used to send and receive updates from the Twitter users. This gives training an aspect that may not have been as easy to create before social media, that is the ability to have indirect, organic, and peer-to-peer training. There are many social media tools that can be used to create this kind of interactive, online, organization-limited virtual spaces, including a Facebook group, a LinkedIn group, a Yammer group, or a tailor-made virtual social space, amongst other valuable options. The strategic use of social media can be made by the learning and development team, and it can be used to increase engagement by also creating a WhatsApp group, as well as to facilitate networking before and after the training. This is a good step in encouraging learners to share their ideas on a given topic. These groups can be as large or as small as the group creator decides, incorporating everyone in the company or just a department, for instance. To make the learning powerful, it is required that there is a constant search for new online resources that make learning fun and share the links in the group. The L&D and the HR professionals should ask the employees to watch, read, listen to those materials and share their opinions during the online sessions. Within these private online spaces, accessible at any time and from anywhere, people can share their thoughts, give insights, ask questions, give solutions, provide feedback, and warn of past errors. New employees can learn from the expertise of older ones by simply reading what is being said or asking questions on the forums. Long-term employees can learn from others too by getting a fresh perspective or fresh feedback. Generation of ideas can also be done in this manner, and of course, solutions can be generated to new challenges. The L&D and HR professionals should set discussion topics every week to make online sessions interactive. They can think of a topic close to the most engaging lesson of that online week session and invite everyone to discuss. They have to motivate the employees to participate, so it is vital to ask relaxed questions that will make them think but will not stress them out. The module should allow and encourage employees to ask interactive questions. If they don't know how to handle assignments, the system should have instructions to help them surpass the difficulties that they face. Another application in the L&D domain is the web applications, which are also popular amongst the seminars. They have become quite useful in the online context, and many webinar tools are very useful today. I'm sure many of us are also using these webinar tools on a growing basis. These social learning tools can be used to develop powerful online seminars, to provide either pre-recorded or live lectures to a large audience space. Organizations can choose between having either video conferencing or audio conferencing. Without reducing the benefits of face-to-face meetings, virtual ones help save costs on travel, planning, and related expenses, and potentially can reach many more people than a physical space could allow. A good example in this context is the ability to discover motivational TED Talks and TEDx Talks and post them in the group. I'm sure many of us are aware of the TED and the TEDx Talks that are available on YouTube. There are many successful people who make progress because they have great goals and worked hard to achieve them. These are the highlighting points of the TEDx Talks and the TED Talks. There is hardly a better motivator for learning than a great TED Talk. Thus, YouTube can also be used properly and articulated well into online sessions. Moreover, recording lectures and seminars online means people can go back to them at any time. Some of the prominent applications that offer the posting of videos and live discussions in the domain include WebEx, the most current and contemporary one being Zoom, ClickMeetings, Livestream, EverWebinar. These video sharing platforms are a great option for introducing the powerful online concepts into the training methods. This format permits the sharing of educational lectures and resources in a video related format, and employees benefit from watching the material. Then the learning insights can be discussed during the live online lectures. These lectures also have a recording facility for most of the applications and can also be leisurely watched on a later basis. Using online tools to conduct these training sessions means that the members can interact across geographical boundaries and time zones, perhaps even on the move if mobile applications or laptops are being used. It's a time efficient, cost effective, and less burdensome method of training. The efforts you put into social media activity will yield great results. The L&D professionals will finally start seeing enthusiastic faces in online sessions, since the employees will realize how fun-filled the learning can be. So the need of the hour is to start using social media platforms as learning tools, as a majority of the global organizations have understood. And soon the notice, the HR and the L&D professionals will notice the big difference that is being made in the way the learners perceive training programs. Another prime benefit for organizations is that they also use social media to develop a multifaceted, multimedia approach to their training programs. We will also discuss a few more elements related to platforms of social media in the next slide as well. The elaborate use of images and audio visuals can also be provided and shared with the e-learners through social media sites such as Flickr and Pinterest. To provide examples of this, I normally use a lot of images from Pinterest, which are in the form of infographics and powerful images. Instructive videos can also be made and shared online through sites such as YouTube. In fact, if you remember, we just spoke about the TED Talks and the TEDx Talks examples. When using Facebook as an e-learning platform, the learners are allowed to discuss ideas, ask questions, share experiences, and discover new information as well. Given that the social interaction positively impacts the way people learn and work, Facebook is an ideal platform to boost collaboration and active learning. Online presentations can also be developed on sites such as Prezi or SlideShare. Learning posts can be created on Facebook walls and short messages sent through the Twitter accounts as well. We have a few more social media platforms which we'll discuss in the next slide as well to include the element of interaction. Conversations can take place within LinkedIn groups. Company-specific encyclopedias can be developed through do-it-yourself or DIY wikis and made accessible at all times. The Q&A threads can be created on Yammer. So Yammer is a wonderful platform. So if you've not used Yammer, try and use Yammer. It provides multiple layers of functionalities where people can interact. Ideas on this forum can be shared, discussed, and voted in company-related private networks and communities. Yammer also allows learners to blend real social learning into the more traditional training events. Yammer, thus, is a network that does allow administrators to set up external company-oriented networks. These networks can be leveraged to create collaboration spaces for employees on various courses.